pet shelter. There are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
See the latest in travel trailers and motorhomes, plus travel films with must-see sites in Alaska, the Rocky Mountains and Route 66, at the RV Show at America Center downtown St. Louis, today through Sunday. See the website at stlrv.com.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
When it comes to your taxes, have you left money on the table? Visit hrblock.com/second look to find out if it's likely they'll find you money in your past returns.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
A luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
Chest pubes.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Patriot Beer. In a moment, we're going to pour ourselves a little ice-cold American Patriot Light, that's what I've chosen, in some frosted mugs. And I know, I saw the handbook. I saw the KTRS handbook. I say handbook be damned. That's what I say.
Yeah.
We're having a beer and the doors are locked, and what are they going to do about it? Can't get in here to get it. Well, they do have a key. They run the place. Now what the heck? We'll sip a little cold American Patriot and tell you why you might want to try it.
Hey!
After this round of introductions, our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And now, Dan Strauss, who is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibrahimanez is in charge of security. The happiest security guy in the world. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I can't understand what you're saying. I can't understand what you're saying.
And I can't even understand him. What do you got in your mouth?
Cheese.
Well, spit it out.
I understood that.
Yeah. Now, how's that possible?
Yeah.
That wasn't very funny, was it?
It was good enough.
It'll pass. It's Thursday. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst in the All-Boy Orchestra. Huh?
Yo! Yeah!
I'm looking at our monitor, which we keep on a news station. And every day, it's the same topics. Do you ever think, and well, not your lifetime, because you still got 60 more years to live, but in my lifetime, where there won't be this heated debate about, oh, let's say, gays and whether or not, you know, women and their place in fill in the blank. Should they fight in combat? Should they be priests? Birth control, contraception, abortion. The same topics. Mm-hmm. They'll still be kicking them around forever, I guess. It just seems like we just go in circles all the time. We're brought to you by American Patriot Beer. And while some things never change, some things do. For a long time, we had a beer in St. Louis, Missouri, that was not just a St. Louis beer, it was an American beer.
any product that's made anywhere usually has some aspects of it that come from, you know, somewhere else in the world. Oh, not that product. Not until the people from Belgium stepped in, and now you don't have an all-American beer anymore. But wait, yes, we do. We have American Patriot beer, which burst on the scene less than a year ago and is doing very well, I might add. And it's just going to take time because the pockets aren't as deep at the American Patriot headquarters. If they had all the money in the world, they'd buy commercials in the Super Bowl. They'd be on all the primetime newscasts. They'd be pop up and open every website. You'd pick up your phone, boom, there's an American Patriot ad. But they don't have that. So you know what they're relying on? Word of mouth. They're relying on people telling other people, hey, you got to try this American Patriot beer. Pour us one, Pion. Would you do that? So that's what we're doing.
How many?
Well, who was that? I was going to say,
that
how many
Lauren.
Beers
that
do
was
you
the bartender.
Lauren, I want three. She was going to say, how many beers do you want? Well, there's the Warren. Pour us two more, Pion. American Patriot. Listen to that.
Crisp.
It even sounds crisp and clean. Dan, here's yours.
Oh, thanks.
American Patriot beer in regular and in light. Sold lots of places. I saw the list recently of all the places they sell it now. I couldn't read it in, if I read continuously for 10 minutes, I don't think I could read it. More and more retailers, more and more restaurants, bars are starting to serve American Patriot beer. And of course, if I wanted to be politically correct, I could say, and remember, always drink, you know, responsibly. Well, I don't need to do that. Our audience knows to drink responsibly. But when you're in the mood for a good, cold, refreshing beer, American Patriot, we'd like for you to try it. You know, you're out the cost of a six-pack. You take it home, you like it, you go back and get more, and I think that's what's going to happen. Most all beers have kind of the same commercials. They say the same things, and then they show the same scenes. They make it look like the only people that drink beer are 30-somethings who are real hip and dress real nice. And you know that crowd?
Yes.
It's always that crowd. Well, the truth is all kinds of people drink beer and have for a long time. And there are some beers that are just mass appeal in taste, and this is one of those beers. Some a little more specific, and they cater to a particular clientele. You know, it's kind of like, scotch. There's a lot of liquor out there, a lot of liqueurs, a lot of drinks, a lot of mixed drinks. I don't get the scotch thing, and I've said that before. I don't get certain beers. I've tasted some and just, one taste, I don't want any more. Taste American Patriot and tell me if it's about as good as any beer you've ever tasted, about as easy to drink, about as smooth, not too sweet. There are people who say the regular is a little too sweet for them. Then go for the light. That's why there are two American Patriots to choose from. They have a website if you'd like to check out their story. It's AmericanPatriot.com. And the other thing you need to know, and none of this would matter if it didn't taste good, but it is 100% American. Conceived here, named here. What a great name, American Patriot. Bottled here, labeled here, packaged here. American Patriot beer.
Would you like to call the lunch lady today?
Sure.
I did not call her to
no,
find
you didn't,
out
and
what
I,
it was.
I wrote that down in your personnel record.
Oh, okay.
In your file. I wrote down that you didn't call and you were supposed to. You got a black mark against you, mister.
Oh, man.
Is this her Christmas thing?
I don't know. It was an Elvis thing. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Elvis's birthday was 2 days ago, and it was still on yesterday.
So I'm not sure if it's still or if she changed it.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
But you were supposed
it's ready to go.
Yesterday. You were supposed to play.
Yeah.
Here is the lunch lady. The one and only. Lunch lady. Let's go, Double L. Pick it up.
You would not believe what I did.
What?
You know those exercise machines that you just put on the floor and, you know, like your
sounds like she's drunk.
Riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
I was doing that.
Well.
And I think I pulled a muscle.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I did, but I'll be okay.
I pull a muscle every once in a while.
Today,
on the
we
floor.
Are going to have, let's see, chicken pot pie with peas, carrots, all kinds of stuff.
Peas
in it.
And carrots.
You don't need no vegetables with pot pie.
Take those out.
Let's see. Bread and butter?
Uh-huh. Butter?
Oh. Well, you don't need no butter because it's crusty.
You don't need no butter.
What?
Go back to school.
Or dessert. Cookies that the cook has made No, 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 not from the cultural cooking class.
What?
You want some good pot pie? Put pot in it.
My love.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you dancing?
My pants wet.
Are you dancing?
Good for your touch. Alone.
I bet her husband killed himself. I bet if you look and check her history, she had a husband and he killed his blue brains out while she was singing.
Well, I'm going to hang up here and just keep my feet up today.
Oh, keep your feet up.
I'm going to go in around 6-ish, I think. But anywho, have a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. I think I just pulled a muscle. Somebody
you said that.
My hamstring, but.
Yeah. I bet you got a big old hamstring.
Okay, love you, bye.
She didn't have much going today.
No.
The Elvis thing was not that great. Yeah, we were very subdued.
But we won't know because you didn't play.
I know. I didn't call.
Anywho, who says that?
She does.
She said her legs are going to be up in the air, didn't
she?
Oh. I'm going to keep up my feet up or my legs up? What is that all about?
That's not a good day.
Next week, we welcome a brand new advertiser, North American Solar. Folks, I've been studying a little bit about this solar energy thing. This is very interesting, so I'm excited to be able, starting next week, to tell you about a company in St. Louis, North American Solar, that, well, puts solar panels on your house. And when you hear, I think everybody knows that, okay, well, you cut down on your electric bill. You don't just cut down on it. You cut it like to a fourth of what it was. But then there are tax credits and rebates and all kinds of stuff. Out of pocket, it costs you about a fourth of the total charge to put it in. It's a really interesting thing to learn about. So we'll talk about solar energy next week. Hey, we're there. Let's face it, we're there. 10 years from now, you're probably going to see like every other house or three-fourths of the houses, solar panels, solar panels, solar panels. Saw a story on television this morning about, I think this was out on the West Coast, but I'm not sure, but they've done one of these places, and if it goes well, and so far it looks like it's off to a good start, they're going to pop them all around the country. Visualize a huge service bay, like the service department of a car dealership, where you could put 16 cars, 8 on each side, and they all have hydraulic lifts. And you know those big red tool boxes with all the tools in them? Somebody has built a service center. It's a do-it-yourself service. You take your car in, you pay $20 an hour. All the tools you need are there.
Oh.
The hydraulic lift is there. And at each service bay is a flat-screen TV, and there's a library of videos. For example, I want to change my brake pads. They're instructional videos.
Wow.
How about this deal?
That's pretty awesome.
$20 an hour, and they interviewed some of the people, and one of them was a woman. And she said, yeah, I've never done any work on a car, but times are tough. I need to save some money. And she was into it. And she's opening the drawer. And there's one guy on duty who is a professional mechanic. So if you really get stuck, he's kind of there. You call him over and go, hey, I'm stuck here. What do I think this is a great idea. Now, I don't know if...
liability probably would be...
I don't know how profitable it could be.
Because you have to be certified and everything to work on.
In the end, I don't know. And then most of the cars in there were older cars. By the way, the new number, you know what the average car on the streets in the United States of America today, you know what the age...
Oh, I think I heard.
It's a new number. It's
14?
Gone up. It's 11.
Wow.
The average car on the road is 11 years old. Which means people are keeping their cars longer. And these cars in this piece on television were older cars. They were, 10, 15 years old. It's either a really great idea or it's not going to go very far, because I don't think there are that many people who, even with a facility like that, I'm not capable. I'm telling you right now, I know
even
what would happen.
Watched a step
no,
by
I'd
step.
Get in there, I'd get that thing up on the rack, and I'd get into it, and there's no turning back. I'd put the thing back together, and then I got a bigger mess, because I'm not a mechanic. But they have diagnostic equipment, so in other words, they literally show you how to hook up and then read the diagnostics. But I don't think you can do it with just a video. I think you need to go to some trade school. You can't, can't do all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes. Now, this is a very weird, odd thing to think about. But every once in a while, I think, What if before I die, I do something that gets me on the news? I'm all over the country on the news because I saved somebody's life. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time or right place at the right time. And I just happened to be that guy that it's my 15 minutes, but it's a bigger story than that. And then there's a backstory. And for whatever reason, everybody wants my story. Now I have to make a decision. Who do I sit down with to do that 1 hour TV interview? Who would you want to do it? I don't want Barbara Walters doing it. So something about...
Oh, I know. It's an easy choice for me. Keith Morrison.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But I mean sit down one-on-one, face-to-face. I don't mean narrative.
He does sit downs during those shows, too, though.
Dan, who would you want to do it?
Man, I don't... That's a tough one.
Because I know there are people I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah. I don't want Barbara Walters doing it. I'm going to sit across. I don't want Oprah doing it. She gets everybody. I'd like to give a break to some reporter who this is their big... They exclusively got the interview with me, but I don't know who that would be. Probably a younger reporter that was good, but really...
National guy, like a guy like Russ Mitchell or somebody
Russ
like
Mitchell
that?
Would be good.
Yeah, he'd be a good guy.
Paul Shankman, good. Maybe?
Paul Shankman.
No, yeah. You're talking about national.
Local. Oh, yeah. Has to be national.
This is a bigger story than local.
This is national.
Everybody's after you. You look at your voicemail, and NBC's calling, CNN's calling. We want your story. We want to do that. One, you pick one. And now there'd be a check involved. Wow. Some money for it.
What about Anderson Cooper?
No, heck no. No. I don't want Oprah. I don't want Anderson Cooper. I don't want Barbara Walters. Brian Williams. I like Brian Williams.
Yeah,
he's got
a
nice demeanor. Russ Mitchell's a good one. That's a goofy thing to think about.
Yeah,
do you ever think that before you die, you'll do something that'll make you famous? You don't?
No.
But it could happen. It could happen. You could be out and a meteorite or something falls on your car. And it's never happened in a million years. And everybody wants your story. Then they want to know more.
True.
Who are you? What's your story?
Nothing of my own doing is going to happen. I know that.
How do you know that?
I really don't.
What if you save somebody's life? And it's possible. For some reason, it's a bigger story than just a local story. You better start thinking about
it. I think somebody should interview me about giving that $1,000 back at the bank. I think that's a pretty big story.
Yeah, they should.
Nah, nobody cares about that because they just think you're a dumb idiot. He did what?
What an idiot!
Yeah.
The money was just sitting there right there and he gave it back.
Now, this is a story from a few days ago, and I don't know if they found this guy yet, but I sat on this, and I'll just share it with you.
Literally, you sat on it?
I sat on it. It's right here under my chair. Oh. There's a skydiver who last week was wearing one of those flying squirrel suits. You know those things that make you glide?
Yes.
He jumps out of a helicopter at 6,500 feet, and they can't find him.
Oh.
Yeah. They cannot find him. He was missing as of last Friday in the Cascade foothills east of Seattle, 29 years old. They were hoping he was stuck in a tree or with a tangled parachute or something. They've been searching, and couldn't find the guy. Now, maybe since Friday they found him, but I just thought... There's
That's
something you
weird.
Don't expect to happen.
No.
Then you jump out, and nobody can find you. I don't have a problem with this. In Albuquerque, there is a store called Old Town Traders. And they're advertising a sale with bargains up to 75%. And it looks like the store is going out of business. But it looks like the store has been going out of business for 3 years. Because for 3 years, they've had a sign up that says, going out for business. It doesn't say. I think this is clever.
Wow.
It says, going out for business. And they have a wreath on the door at Christmas. And they find clever ways to kind of cover the word for. It looks like going out of business. Well, after a certain time, 3 years goes by. How can anybody locally be dumb enough to not catch on? Okay, they're not really going out of business. I don't have a problem with that. I think sometimes they're pretty smart. Now, if you lived in the Netherlands, you'd have to make a decision about something here that, I don't see as much of a decision to make. The government there is recommending, in an attempt to save water, they're having a water problem. They literally are asking the citizens to pee in the shower. When you try to, you know, when you get up, if you're going to take a shower, hold off on the pee until you get in the shower and pee in the shower. Now, to some people, this is disgusting, but the truth is, don't they say that the urine is sterile?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not dirty.
No.
So all you're doing is you're peeing in the shower, and it washes right down the drain.
Drains the drain.
And you've saved a flush. How many gallons in a flush? A couple of gallons of water? So they want people to pee.
When I was younger, we would do it in my aunt and uncle's basement. You know, the...
Oh, that drain down the
drain by the washer.
Oh, sure.
And dryer.
Why not?
I did that a couple times.
Now, Peon and I were talking off the air, and we took it a step further. If the government in the Netherlands really wants to save money on water, and before you get all grossed out and disgusted at what I'm going to say, what about pooping in the shower? And what about building? Now, wait a minute. In the floor drain in the shower is literally a garbage disposal, just like in your sink.
Yeah.
You get in the shower, grunt one out, and then you flip a switch, and it just grinds it up and then washes it away.
Have a little seat that folds out right by the faucet and
you could have that
in the tub.
If that made it more comfortable for you.
Easier.
Yeah. It's just a thought.
Help you aim better.
I'm just trying to help the environment, that's all. And, boy, you don't read this every day. Here's a woman who has been arrested. She threatened to kill her husband, and the reason she said she was going to kill him was he didn't want to have sex often enough. How often does this happen?
Wow.
Man.
She wanted it a lot, and he didn't want it as much, and she said, I'm going to kill you. If you don't start having sex more, I'm going to kill you. How many husbands have that problem? Raise your hands.
Man.
I don't see any.
I'm going to need to see a picture first before I make my judgment on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
That's a good point. Matthew, thank you so much for the joke you sent me. I haven't told this joke for at least 3 years, and thanks for reminding me of it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Such a good joke. There are two people in this joke. One, and these are grown men in their 30s. One is a bully. We'll call him Biff, like Biff from Back to the Future. Sure. So Biff is just a mean bully. And he's always got, he always has friends around him to laugh at everything. Oh, Biff, you're funny. And he loves being surrounded by his buddies so he can be the big center of attention and bully people. And then the story involves a simple man. We'll call him Simon, like Simple Simon. Simon has a low IQ. He's simple. He's not the brightest guy. He's a nice guy, but people like to pick on him and have fun with him because he's simple. And Biff just has the best time at the expense of Simon. For example, you know, Simon runs into Biff one day, and Biff says, Hey, Dipstick, that's what he calls it. Dipstick's not very nice.
No.
Hey, Dipstick, got a knock-knock joke for you. And Biff says, knock-knock. And Simple Simon, wouldn't hurt a fly, says, who's there? And Biff says, Ben. And Simon says, Ben who? And Biff says, Ben Dover and kiss my butt. Ha! And everybody around him laughs. Oh, they got old Simple Simon on that one. Got him again. And he's constantly getting him because Simon, understand, he wasn't born with a high IQ, and he just never can see that coming, that Ben thing. And it happens over and over and over. Simon sees Biff with some of his buddies out in a parking lot. And Simon, he's just a good soul, innocent, simple man, walks over to Biff, and his buddies are around, and Simon says, hi, Biff. And Biff says, hi, what are you doing, Dipstick? And Simon says, Biff, that doesn't look like your car. I've never seen that car before. Did you get a new car? And Biff says, no. This car belongs to a friend of mine. Belongs to Ben. And Simon says, Ben who? And Biff says, Ben Dover and kiss my butt. Everybody laughs. Oh, that little dumb Simon. He fell for it again. Biff runs into Simon one day in the grocery store. He goes, hey, Dipstick. Simon said, hi, Biff. You know the type. Wouldn't hurt a flea. Mm-hmm. Always vulnerable. He says, hi, Biff. And Biff says, hey, Dipstick. Didn't you live, when you were a kid, didn't you live next door to Ben? And Simon says, Ben who? Biff says, Ben Dover and kiss my butt. Ah! And all his buddies like, got him again. Well, Simon is talking to a friend of his one day. He says, you know that Biff? The friend says, yeah, that jerk. He says, his friends are always laughing at me, and they always get me with this Ben joke, and I don't know, it makes me feel bad. And so he tells them how it goes, Ben who, bend over and kiss my butt, and they all laugh at me. And his friend says, well, Simon, why don't you get back at him? Simon says, well, how can I do that? He says, well, I'll tell you what you do. Next time you go up to Biff and you go, hey, Biff, have you seen Eileen? And then when he says, Eileen who, you say, I lean over and you kiss my butt. And Simon said, hey, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. So the next time Simon sees Biff, he says, hey, Biff. Biff says, how you doing, dipstick? And Simon says, hey, Biff, have you seen Eileen? And Biff says, yeah, I saw her. She was here a minute ago. She left with Ben. Simon says, Ben who?
All right, we've had lots of problems this afternoon with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
And I might thanks, Dan, and I might as well tell you, there's really not many highways that are open. In fact, 55 is probably the best, and you've just got a couple of slow pockets from downtown through South County. They've cleared that stalled vehicle on northbound 170 at Del Mar, but you're slow in both directions from, looks like, Page down through Highway 64 and then from 70 up through 270. They've also moved that. They've got a new accident now. It's on westbound 44 at 270. It's on the exit ramp to southbound 270. Southbound 270 is stop and go from, looks like, Dorset down through Big Bend, and you're heavy again between Gravois and 55. On westbound 70, you're slow from downtown all the way out to the Blanchette Bridge. Now, there's a couple little openings there, but you do hit some stop-and-go traffic. They've moved that accident on eastbound 70 at Grand off to the right shoulder, but you're still running heavy from O'Fallon Park through down through the depressed section. Also, on eastbound 270 now, you are stop-and-go from Missouri Bottom through Washington Elizabeth. You're heavy again from 367 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C for immune support plus energizing B vitamins. Emergency is the tasty way to be ready for whatever winter brings. Stay healthy and feel the good. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for my show, Smart Living. Are you a soul food junkie? It's the subject of a PBS documentary, and the filmmaker will join me. And you know, it's tough to lose weight, so I've called in the reinforcements. Trainer Jeremy Kerver will join me. Plus, he's half the man he used to be and healthier. Former type 2 diabetic Johnny Bacher tells us how he lost 222 pounds. Join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for Smart Living.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-300-5798. That's 1-800-300-5798. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you Call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
It's the dead of winter, and it's a great time to convert your old wood-burning dirty fireplace to a convenient low-maintenance gas log. How often do you burn wood in your fireplace? Almost never, right? Well, my home fire, which is a gas log, is on almost every single day. It's on for an hour. It's on for 2 hours. Easy on, easy off, remote controls available, all at St. Louis Home Fires. They'll heat up, they're easy, they're reliable, and they're cheaper than your furnace. Old brass doors have you down? You can change them out with 40 different finishes. Custom glass doors courtesy of St. Louis Home Fires. Whether it's a wood-burning stove, wood-burning inserts, tool sets, freestanding screens, whatever you need, St. Louis Home Fires has it. Plus, for all of your barbecue needs, that's right, St. Louis Home Fires as well. 1/2 mile west of 141 on Manchester in front of Target. St. Louis Home Fires. For those gas inserts and everything else barbecue, it's St. Louis Home Fires.
You've heard the ads for those fly-by-night gold buyers that sound like this.
Yo, it's Vinny. I got cash galore for yous gold. Forget about it.
Wouldn't it make more sense to bring your gold, silver, and platinum to one of the most trusted names in St. Louis? Visit Star Coins and Stamps. They've been in business since 1958 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Star Coins and Stamps will pay you the maximum for your jewelry, coins, flatware, or scrap. Bring your valuables in, and they'll still give you an expert appraisal and pay you on the spot. Or maybe you're looking for a safe investment. Star Coins and Stamps sells gold and silver by the ounce, along with a huge variety of coins and collectibles. Plus, Star Coins and Stamps is one of the region's only stamp dealers. So, you could trust this guy.
Hey, forget about it.
Or you could make the safe local choice. Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street, next to Dollar General in St. Charles. Call ahead at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, now specializing in titanium repairs.
I just thought of something kind of dumb. You know the singer Michael Bublé?
Yes.
If he had triplets or something, he could write a song about a tiny Bublés. Get it? See what I did there?
Thanks, everybody. I didn't realize he'd be that funny.
We're going to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. Great showroom on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270 in De Pere. In the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli, Thompson Price. Here's Mike Evans, everybody. Oh, boy.
Ew.
That's a sound I don't recognize.
It's gurgling.
Hey, do they still make that wine in a box? What was it called? Franzi?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
Is that a good idea? Wine in a box? Like, why not?
I guess. You're not really looking for quality. I don't think you care.
A lot of people like it.
Oh, boy. You okay?
Pop quiz. What?
You okay?
Okay, then. Answer the pop quiz question, all three.
You're just giving this the answer now?
Pop quiz question. American Idol season premiere debuts next week, a two-night special. There are three new judges, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Keith Urban. Mariah Carey is paid $18 million.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Man.
Nicki Minaj is paid $12 million.
That is unbelievable.
How much is Keith Urban being paid? $5 million, $10 million. Or $15 million, answer in just a minute. Here's a little inside scoop on American Idol. Got a little preview of it. And although I am not a Nicki Minaj fan at all, she actually is the best addition to the panel. She is very funny. She's very interesting. She's very entertaining. Mariah sort of acts like an old school marm that goes into too much detail when instructing the contestants how to improve. Keith Urban, yeah, he's solid, down-home, advice, pleasant to listen to. Randy Jackson is the same old, and it's getting old. And there is a lot of great storylines in this year's American Idol, including a stutterer that really sings like an angel. And then there is an Asian rapper that is so incredibly bad, he makes William Shebang, Shebang Hung sound like Carrie Underwood.
I'd like to see a stutterer who sings with stuttering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got something.
I got to tell you, honestly, I'm a little tired of American Idol, but the new judges alone make this show worth watching at least one more season. I'm surprised. It's actually pretty good what we saw. Oscars nominations today. Boy, Ben Affleck took it on the chin. I thought Argo would run away with a lot of different. Ben Affleck nominated for Best Director or Best Actor.
Why do you think?
I thought was great.
Why do you think that is?
I think there's some jealousy.
Really?
I think some studios sort of ganged up on him. It's not good.
Some nasty politics in that Hollywood.
There is. TV news, as I told you a month ago, now official, Britney Spears quit X Factor. She had that all along. That was her main intention. One season, one and done, so not surprised with that.
Well, she had a good long run. No way.
See what you did there?
She got $15 million for that.
Yes. That is unbelievable to me.
Well, you know what? These shows now, it's more about the judges than it is the talent.
No, it is. It really is.
Justin Bieber going to host Saturday Night Live on February 9th. But here's this inside scoop. Justin wanted to be a big part of the Grammys on February 10th, but producers didn't want him. So to save face, Justin takes the Saturday Night Live gig, and of course, because of rehearsals, you won't be seeing him on the
Grammys. How old is he?
He is
18, I think.
18, just turned 18.
And you know what's going to happen soon? And I'm not kidding. They did it with Donny Osmond. They're going to try to dirty him up, rough him up, tough him up at some point. Because he still looks like a 12-year-old. And so his handlers...
Well, he's already doing that.
Yeah,
he's trying.
Are they?
You know, smoking a lot of pot and, you know, showing up in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. And,
okay, yeah.
And he's being sued for $400,000 by a former Israeli army sergeant that was hired as a bodyguard for Justin. He's suing Justin because he said Justin was abusive and often hit him.
Wait a minute.
An Israeli
bodyguard?
Army sergeant.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, very strange. Love Nugget, it is true. Harry Styles pulled the plug on his and Taylor Swift's romance.
I feel so bad about that.
You'll be okay, Franco?
Yeah.
You all right?
I wanted them to make it, those kids.
I know you did, homie. I know you did. Harry telling friends that Taylor was a control freak.
What?
We go through his cell phone, check out who was calling, completely smothered him. He was glad to get rid of her. And Taylor Swift's concert tickets aren't selling very well either right now.
Is she as skinny as she looks like she is?
Yes, she is. I think that maybe the mustard's come off that Taylor Swift hot dog.
Maybe.
Could be. And finally. They applaud, but I know it's a hurtful plot, Franco.
It's cover. They're covering the pain.
Exactly. Covering the pain. That's why this is your show. You can see right through that.
That's right.
And you know that. How's the weather in St. Louis?
Gray, wet, misty, foggy, but about 50. So not horrible, but just ugly.
They are saying that this will be the coldest week of the winter in Palm Springs. High today, 58. Tomorrow, 57.
Well, that's not even 60 degrees. Wow.
Saturday, 54. Sunday, 53.
That's the equivalent of a blizzard.
Oh, hard.
Monday, 55.
Stop.
Tuesday, 60.
Stop.
Well, everyone, how the hell are we supposed to live in that?
Will everyone go out and warm their cars up then? And
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, fireplaces going.
I got my
going.
Thermals on now.
Throw some salt down.
I may wear a toque to bed. And finally.
There, he did that.
Right, yeah, we did that
already.
All right, man.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Right, Carrie making 18 million bucks. Nicki Minaj 12 million bucks. How much is Keith Urban being paid for being a judge on American Idol this season? 5, 10, or $15 million?
Dan,
ooh, I'm going to go 15.
10.
I'll go 10.
Answer is $5 million.
Oh my God!
$5 million.
Oh wow!
An insult.
Mike Evans in Hollywood. See you.
Wow.
Yeah. He must know what. Well, if it's public, what the other two are making? How do you?
Now, why did? How do you? Why did he mention Randy? Randy Jackson still in?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't give his salary.
Somehow he.
Why are there four? Weren't there always three?
He stayed.
No, there's been four. I think. I don't.
Well, you know,
I haven't watched
that. He's getting 20. He has to.
He's probably. I thought he.
If
was
I were Keith Urban, I go. Oh, wait a second here. Five for me. But the truth is, 99.99999% of Americans would kill to do anything for a year for $5 million.
Heck yeah.
But by comparison, not a good deal for him, I guess. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. First Community Credit Union would love for you to bring your credit card business over to them. And here's the deal. Members can transfer their credit card balances from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, and you pay 0% interest for an entire year. Unheard of. Credit card interest can be and usually is some of the worst, highest, most ridiculous interest out there. But you transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to a First Community credit card, 0% for a year, and that's on the transferred balance. Plus, you pay only 3.99% on all your credit card purchases until the end of this year. Pretty interesting. Subject to credit approval. And, of course, excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. I was in there today. In there today, watched a couple of customers walk out, one of them commenting on the popcorn, saying, "Why, this is as good as any theater popcorn I've ever had." Yeah, it is. Popcorn, just one of the many little perks. The greatest perk, great service and competitive rates. First Community Credit Union, I invite you to bank where all of us bank. And I think you'll be glad you switched. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Well, it's been a rough afternoon of traffic. See if it's getting any better. Here's Tim Weiland.
That's really not. With the fog and the rain and the volume of traffic, it's kind of a mess still. And it's going to be that way for a while. We have the real problem down in the ramp from westbound 44 onto southbound 270 is closed due to an accident. So you're backing up pretty well behind that. Westbound 64, well, you're just going to find some slow to stop and go pockets all the way from Kings Highway out to the Boone Bridge. Not one big solid jam, but it's too many to mention. Northbound 170 is heavy from St. Charles Rock Road in pockets all the way up through Highway 270. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, it's slow from downtown in slow pockets and stop and go from 270 out to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. So you like to shop online? Well, Schnars has a solution for you. Did you know that we have 65,000 items available to you online? Just go to our website at www.schnars.com and click on the button for shop. Do your shopping online and be sure and choose the ship-to-store option. When you do that, your items will come to our store without a shipping charge. Stop by at your convenience and pick them up. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
All right, be careful in the fog and the drizzle and the rain and the stuff. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? Get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. A statewide emergency declared in Louisiana after storms dropped.